Warning. The Drama King is in the building.
As we continue on,
yeah.
888, say 45, Jeezy in the building.
Yo, hey, man.
Son, you looking good on them New York.
Hey, man, I'm just trying. Real. Like I said, I'm trying to broaden my horizon, homie. You know, but really what I kind of got pissed off about, I'm going to be real. It's like, I tell niggas, you know what I'm saying, when the whole shit, like I told them, I should have got 5 mics in the source. You know what I'm saying? But because I really gave niggas my life, homie. There's a lot of niggas that talk that bullshit and really get away with it. You know what I mean?
True.
But my whole shit was like, I wasn't trying to rap. Like, I can do that shit. Like, it's nothing. I was giving niggas the business. You know what I'm saying? I was being real with niggas for the first time. Like, I tell niggas the truth front to back. And it's like, they didn't get that. It was all, I was rapping about this too much, rapping about that. Like, this type of shit really going. And this shit mean a lot to a lot of people. Maybe not to your lame ass, but to the people who really go through this shit every day, that's life. It's
just
like,
tell
that's
the
everything.
Haters to look at sound scan.
Yeah, you know, but it's all good. I just kind of, I was like, well, I mean, you know, I can fucking rap, but I ain't a rapper. So why I'm going to go for that? You know what I'm saying? I'm spreading the thug motivation movement, and that's what I was doing. I was trying to get people through their day. I wasn't trying to press y'all niggas, man. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like that, homie.
Yeah.
Like, if I sat down and, you know, come on, man. If I sat down and put it down like that, I'd have been rapping. But that ain't what I went out there. I was after letting niggas know the business, man. This is what's going on in the world. If you don't know, now you know. And you understand why we act this way and why we do certain things. And for the niggas out there doing what they doing, it's to get you through your day, my nigga. To let you know it's a nigga out here like you that came from nothing to something and made a lot out of a little. And he's still rapping for you. He ain't get up here and switch out. And you don't see me dancing in the videos and doing all kind of funny ass songs just to sell some records. You know what I mean?
That's real talk.
Fuck that.
Son.
I'm here with you,
man. I mean, you know, you maintaining it and staying true to who you are.
Yeah, that's you got it. To, man. Because, you know it's a risky business, homie. And at the end of the day, it wasn't ever really about the money to me. It's more about the respect and opening up them doors and getting people in and getting
motherfucking
jobs. Congratulations,
you got both.
Yeah, you know, I got my, that's my homie right here. He from the hood. He from L.A. You know what I'm saying? This nigga's a crip. He's my assistant now. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? It's like shit like that. My niggas, like niggas giving niggas positions and jobs and shit like that. It ain't about the music is one part. It's about what you do when you get in that situation and get it to that point. Are you going to be a real nigga or are you going to be like, fuck everybody else? It's about me. I'm a star. You know?
That's real talk.
That's what
man.
It is.
A lot of motherfuckers definitely forget about me.
Yeah.
For real. Forget where they came from. I'm going to play this joint. This is dedicated to all my niggas locked down.
Real talk.
Papoose joint. It's called Law Library. We're going to come back.
Papoose, what up,
Jeezy
nigga?
In the building. Yeah.
Get cracking.